Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Yeah, what's this 280-something dollars? Because I have not purchased anything.
Okay, I will let you know, madam. Actually, yesterday night, we have been received in a purchase of a gift card, right? Which is $299, right? And when we checked, we found the order is getting placed from the overseas because the billing address is provided over Mountain View, California, right? 242 Street, and your number has been registered over the purchase. So that's the reason, madam, you received a voice notification from the eBay, so you can directly get connect to us and we can help you to cancel that purchase. Because you are in Australia, how can you place anything from Mountain View, California, right?
Exactly.
Yes, that's the reason, madam, you have received a voice notification. So we're going to help you to get the blocking ID and a cancellation form. So you can directly go ahead and block that purchase. Because let me tell you, madam, that as someone is misusing with your information and try to place this order today, tomorrow they can use your personal information to do any more illegal activities. At that time, you will be in trouble, so we don't want that, right?
Yeah, but I've never bought anything on eBay.
I do understand, madam, that you never buy anything from the eBay, right? But someone from the overseas, as you know, many illegal activities right now going around in our country, they are the person those who have been trying to use your information and try to do illegal activities, right? So you don't need to worry, madam. I will be helping to check each and everything and provide you the blocking ID so you can block your information from the platform of eBay, right?
Yeah.
So for
do
you understand?
Scan.
Let me tell you, madam, when you will receive the blocking ID, you will be able to check that you are getting this from the eBay, not from any XYZ company. And let me tell you, madam, one more thing. This call is getting recorded for the training and quality purposes. So we are not authorized to ask you any of your personal information over this call. Okay?
Right.
Don't need to worry about it, madam. I do respect you. I do understand that you are a little bit suspicious about it because you haven't done anything from your end, right? But let me tell you, madam, they are the hackers, those who are doing this illegal activities, and I will be helping you to check each and everything. So right now, first of all, could you just tell me the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone or an Apple cell phone? So I can help you to get the blocking ID.
iPhone?
The iPhone, right?
Yes.
And you are using a Telstra lines and network, or you are using Optus, Vodafone, or any other network?
Sorry?
You are using a Telstra network, madam, or you are using Oppo, Vodafone? Any other network, Optus?
The people I use for my phone.
Yes, you use it for the Telstra,
Yes, Telstra.
Okay. Do one thing, madam. Put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Hang on.
Hello?
Yes, hang on a moment,
Oh, okay, no worries, madam. Take your time. Hello? Did you put me on speaker, madam?
I can't get to it.
What exactly can you see, madam? I will be helping. Like, you can see the numbers, you can see speaker sign.
I've just got the numbers. What?
Yes. And below that, can you see any hide option or a close option? And with the speaker? Speaker button over there. You know how to put me on speaker?
Yes, but it hasn't come up for me to put it on speaker.
Okay. Madam, try to put me on speaker, right? So try to put me on speaker. I'm holding the line.
I'm trying, but it hasn't come up to put it on speaker.
Okay. No worries. Let me tell you, madam, that you know how to come back to your home screen?
Home screen?
Yes, you know how to come back to your home screen where you can see all of your regular icons and a wallpaper?
Yes.
Just come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Just hold on a moment, madam. I'm just going to transfer this call to one of my senior executives. He will be help you to get you on speaker, right? And he will be help you to get the blocking ID. Just give me a moment, right?
Thanks for being on hold. This is Peter Wilson, ma'am, the senior manager on this floor. So how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, ma'am.
I'm just not happy with this phone call.
No need to be worried, ma'am. What has happened? Yesterday night, somebody else have, like, used your personal details to make this fake order. All right. So no need to be worried. What we are going to do, we are going to generate a cancellation code on your mobile phone so that we can cancel the order. Then we are going to block those persons. All right. So no need to be worried. So have you put the call on speaker?
I've been trying to, but I can't get there.
All right. So apart from this phone, ma'am, like, do you have any other networking device, like any iPad or any computer or any laptop?
I have an iPad.
All right. So you just be handy with and all the online activities like online shopping, emailing, paying the bills, all the online stuff, you do it on this phone or you do it on that iPad?
Both.
All right. So you just be handy with the iPad, ma'am. Just be handy with the iPad.
I've got the iPad here.
All right. And you have to open up the App Store on the iPad. Do you know about App Store?
Yes.
Yeah, open it up. Open up the App Store.
Yes.
And now, have you opened up the App Store?
Yes.
All right. And in the right-hand side down bottom corner, do you see anything like search with a small magnifying glass? Just give a click on the search and type on the search panel letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
N.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
Then D as in Delta, letter D.
A B.
D as in doctor, letter D, and your Y, and
D.
Your, yes, and your tablet is, and your iPad is connected with the Wi-Fi, am I correct?
Yes.
Alright, so have you written D, letter D?
Yes.
Then E as in English, letter E?
A.
Then S for sugar, letter S?
Yes.
Then K as in kilo, let it K. And now just give a click on search.
Yes.
And now what come up, ma'am? What app do you see?
This Google Any Desk Remote Desktop.
Yeah. Just give a click on the Any Desk Remote Desktop. Just give a click on that. And now do you see any option like get, a blue color option get?
It's what I need to install.
Yeah, just give a click on install, just download this. And now it's downloading. Yes, and now it's downloading. So once do you see the option open, do let me know. And do you see a blue circle is loading?
Yes. And it's open.
Yeah, just give a click on open. And now what can you see?
It's saying enter remote address.
And do you see the 9-digit number?
Yes.
Yeah, just verify me the number, ma'am. And you just note down this number in a piece of paper. It is your cancellation ID, which is going to help you further to cancel it. So just tell me the number, ma'am.
Get a piece of paper first.
Yeah. Just be handy with a piece of paper. And once you are done, do let me know, ma'am.
Yes.
And while writing it on the paper, just verify me as well, all right? So that I can activate the code. Sorry?
Oh, my pen didn't work.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, just verify me the number, ma'am.
It's 938-588-514.
It's 938-588-514. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. And right now, listen to me carefully, ma'am. What we are going to do, we are going to activate this code to cancel the order. So for distracting those fraud persons, what we are going to do, we are going to generate a fake security warning on the page. So no need to be worried. All right, ma'am. Just follow my guidelines. Do you see the security warning? In the bottom, there will be a blank checkbox. Do you see that? A blank checkbox. I trust this call. I aware of this risk, anything like that. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept. Hello?
I'm reading.
Yeah, no need to be worried. First of all, you just give a tick mark on the checkbox. All right, then give a click on accept. And once you click on accept, do let me know. Have you clicked on accept, ma'am?
No, I don't trust it.
Ma'am, definitely no need to be worried, ma'am. Hello?
Ha ha ha. Yeah, no, I don't trust this at all.
Ma'am, we are providing you the cancellation, ma'am. All right. At the moment, those fraud persons have got the access onto your identity, so we are trying to block them, all right. So no need to be worried, ma'am. So no need to be worried. Please bear with me. I'm going to show you each and everything. It's not a security warning.